you please read Council Items 718 and 719 together?
718, authorize a contract with CH2M Hill Engineers, Inc. to provide design, permitting, and construction support engineering services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Secondary Treatment Expansion Program, project number E07947, in the amount of $28,300,000. And 719, authorize a contract with Stantec Consulting Services, Inc. to provide program management, project controls, and construction management support services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Secondary Treatment Expansion and Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant Improvements Programs, project numbers E07947 and E10970, in the amount of $21,800,000.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, the Bureau of Environmental Services operates the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant and the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant to provide wastewater treatment for the City of Portland. BES is implementing large capital improvement projects at both plants with similar timelines to ensure the city is in compliance with the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality applicable permits. Paul Sudo, Principal Engineer, and Muriel Gisatoy-Tufel?
Yes.
Not bad.
That's good.
Okay. Senior Engineer from the Bureau of Environmental Services are both here with a presentation about these projects. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. For the record, I'm Paul Sudo with BES. We are here to request approval for two consultant contracts to support the two large programs at both of the city's wastewater treatment plants, Columbia Boulevard and Tryon Creek, to improve reliability and capacity. Both programs are necessary to maintain permit compliance into the future and are both the largest at the two treatment plants in at least two decades. One contract will be focused on design consultant services specific to Columbia Boulevard, and the other is a focused program support contract that will support both the Tryon Creek and Columbia programs. Muriel Gisatoy-Tufel is here, and she's a program manager for the Columbia Boulevard program, and she'll present the details of the contracts.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. For the record, I'm Muriel Gisatoy-Tufel. So the So I'll give an introduction of the two treatment plant. The two treatment plants are located north and south of the city, as shown on the map in the upper right corner. So you can see the map. Columbia Boulevard is to the north, located near Smitten by Bee Lakes and discharging treated water to the Columbia River. The Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant is located in Lake Oswego and discharges to the Willamette River. Both plants have served the Portland residents and watersheds for over 54 years. Columbia Boulevard was constructed in 1952. It was expanded in 1972. It is the largest treatment plant in Oregon. It treats a combination of sanitary sewage and stormwater flows. Because of this, there's a really large difference between average daily flows and peak wet weather flows during storm. The facilities cover about approximately 80 acres, where most of the treatment units are located on 37 acre to the south of the Columbia Slough. The Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is shown on the bottom figure in the slide, was constructed in 1964, expanded in 1976, and located in Lake Oswego. The plant is owned and operated by City of Portland under an agreement with the City of Lake Oswego, where flows from the two cities are treated and discharged to the Willamette. In 2017, the two treatment plants treated more than 32 billion gallons of sanitary and stormwater, protecting water quality on both the Willamette and the Columbia River. So we have two authorization requests today. I will start with the contract authorization focused on services related to improvements for Columbia Boulevard. While the Columbia Boulevard plant has reached retirement age, we have plans to keep it running for a very long time. In 2011, the city entered into a mutual agreement and order with Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, Oregon DEQ. The order relates to the collection of combined sewer overflows and its treatment at the Columbia Boulevard plant. The city has complied with every requirement of the order to date. Last year, BES proposed to comply to the last part of the order via the addition of two new secondary clarifiers. The photo on the slide shows the existing secondary clarifiers. The clarifiers are large tanks where the microorganisms that are grown on pollutants are allowed to settle. In essence, they're clarifying the water. And the clean water goes to disinfection before discharge. So the main core, the core of the program, is the addition of more secondary clarifiers similar to those shown on the picture. The expansion proposal was accepted by DEQ, along with a compliance schedule to complete the improvements by 2024. So the core of the program relates to the addition of the clarifiers. You can see those big circles on the picture is illustrating graphically where those clarifiers would be put. So you can tell that there are many other facilities in that same location. And most of these facilities were built in the early 70s. So at the time of looking at the program planning, we incorporated other needed projects in that area that were already planned so that we could minimize our overall risks of construction when we add these new clarifiers. So the background photo you see is a plan view of the main campus of the treatment plant. You can see the existing clarifier to the about the middle of the page to the top, where you can see eight square shapes. One of them is empty for maintenance. Those are our existing clarifiers. The highlighted area represents the main area where we're going to put the new clarifiers. So the total program covers approximately 4 to 5 acres, including underground utility tunnels, electrical equipment, mechanical equipment, structural improvements, civil site improvements. So this is a complex design and construction project with heavy site civil, mechanical, electrical, instrumentation and control aspects and risks. So at the same time, in October 2017, Council authorized the use of a construction manager general contractor approach to minimize these construction risks due to the complexity of the project. At the same time, BES solicited services for two professional technical and expert services to support the delivery. So this photo provides a different view of the clarifiers and a side view of the structures and facilities needing demolition. You can see the silos in the back. So these are big structures, and it will need careful demolition and replacement to maintain plant operation. A few firms have the qualifications to provide engineering services for these programs. So the solicitation was advertised for competitive qualifications in September 2017. BES received two proposals and conducted interviews in December. The selection committee recommended award to CH2M Engineers. The negotiated fee for the contract is $28.3 million. It has an optimal level of confidence. The scope of services covers pre-design, detailed design, CMGC optimization support, guaranteed maximum price development assistance, construction engineering, and startup and commissioning support. The certified disadvantaged woman-owned and emerging small business participation is at 25%. For a contract of this size, it is a significant amount of participation. The consultant and BES have worked to identify and develop meaningful subcontracting opportunities, including architectural design, electrical studies, wastewater operations support, environmental permitting, sustainability design, instrumentation and controls, programming, and also a task specific for DMWSB development support. So the program budget for item 718, the total program program cost estimate in 2017 was $146 million, with construction cost estimates of $100 million. Since no design has been completed, those cost estimates have a low level of confidence. The project will extend over 7 years due to our MAO. The photo here just shows an area of the tunnel where you can see the level of complexity of the equipment that is in some of the facilities that we have to deal with. So the program schedule has design occurring between 2018 till 2022 and construction starting in 2020, early 2020, 21, extending to 2024. This is when we realized that we had the two programs going concurrent between Tryon Creek and Columbia Boulevard, and that it would put a strain on the resources at on BES staff, but also a certain skill set was needed to manage these large programs. So at that point, BES selected to issue solicitation for program support. So Program Support Services, item 719, was an approach that was successfully used on the CSO program. It would support both Columbia Boulevard and Tryon Creek Water Treatment Plant programs. It provides the expertise in large implementation program and CMGC delivery and additional staff support to BES. It was also advertised in September 2017, and Stantec consultants were recommended for award. The negotiated fee in this case is $21.8 million with a high level of confidence. The DMWSB participation is also 25% for this contract, and Stantec is using a different model where they are truly mentoring a certified firm as a deputy manager into program controls and providing CM and inspection support. The scope of services will also include CMGC support for community benefits agreement, which will come from the CMGC contract. So a big part of the role for the program support consultant will be to monitor and provide QAQC assistance as part of the program execution. So for the two items combined, for 718 and 719, the Tryon Creek and the Columbia Boulevard programs total about $261 million, with construction estimates of $169 million currently. They both have low level of confidence because of the where they are in design. And so Tryon is a little bit ahead in the design, but Columbia Boulevard has not started. We wanted to just bring up past council actions to these two programs. In October 2015, we had authorization for the planning efforts on Columbia Boulevard. September 2017 was the authorization for the CMGC contracting method. And in the future, we will have reports on the CMGC guaranteed maximum price and community benefits agreement. In Tryon Creek, a few more actions. 2012 was when the planning effort started. 2016, the consultant contract authorization with Black & Veatch. 2016 is the CMGC authorization. And future actions include amendments for the Black & Veatch contracts and reports on the CMGC actions. So we are here today to recommend approval for the contract with CH2 Engineer for pre-design, design, construction assistance related to secondary treatment expansion program in an amount not to exceed $28 million. Item 719, approval of a contract with Stantec Consultants to provide support services in program management, program controls, and construction management related to both programs, secondary treatment expansion and Tryon Creek improvements, in an amount not to exceed $21.8 million.
Well, let me kick things off, Muriel and Paul, by thanking you, actually. This slide says thank you. But these are incredibly complicated engineering issues. And, you know, I've been spoiled over the years, colleagues, because I get a preview of these PowerPoints before they come to council. But I really think you have established a standard for the way that you present this information. It's highly technical information. You do it in a way that I think invites the council to follow clearly what you're doing. Doesn't mean we have to, council will agree with everything that you always propose, but you lead us along. And then I especially appreciate at the end that you include prior council actions so council can be reminded of where we are in the timeline. So I personally, and I'm obviously, as the commissioner in charge, I'm biased, but I believe that you do the gold standard in how you present these PowerPoints. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Colleagues, questions?
I just have one, and I agree with that. Very, very well done. And minimizing the use of acronyms, so well done on that. Because are you planning to have just one contractor, general manager, for both to do both of the projects?
No, they will each have separate. The Trine Creek is under negotiation, almost finalizing that contract. And the Columbia Boulevard, we've gone through the first step solicitation, the qualification step. We have three firms shortlisted, and we'll go through the RFP this year.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Carla, has anyone signed up to testify on these matters?
No one signed up for either.
All right. These both 718 and 719 proceed to a second reading in 2 weeks. Carla, would you please?